Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
UAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.
Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. We want you to watch Fox 5 tonight. Our walking club was featured on with Portia Bruner to be on tonight, I think, at 5 and 6 o'clock. They came out, talked to a number of our people who walk with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We talked about it, and I told them, that it really started the walking club, which we're now in about second month. Started because we were sitting here entering the early stages of depression, not being able to get up and get out, and sitting here and I like, oh no, I need to distancing and social isolation are not the same thing. We still need human contact. We need to see people. And so, you know, as y'all know, we're broadcasting from home. I got the same setup right here in my living room. So I even here sit and look out the window and neighbors come up and knock on the door and all of that. And so check that out with Portia Bruner, special report tonight on our DB Walking Club, Walking for Wellness and Social Club. And you'll see some of the people come out, walk with us every day. And today I did about 4.5 miles, and Friday we'll push it a little harder. I'm gonna try to hit my 7 mile mark again on Friday, but all of that after just doing this for a couple of months. So check that out. 404-892-2703. Throughout this year, we've been telling you about the census, why it is so critically important that you participate and why you get involved, and to help us remind you why the census is so important and why you need to fill that little form out, go online, make a phone call. They've done everything they could to make it easy for you. We have on the line with us Miss Marilyn Stevens. Marilyn, how are you?
How are you doing today?
Oh, I woke up this morning, Marilyn. I ain't got no complaints. So I'm good. How about yourself?
Amen to that.
You are the Assistant Regional Census Manager for the entire Census 2020. Tell us what your responsibility is within the scope of your job and your job title.
Yes, the Atlanta region, we are a 7-state region. So we cover Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and South Carolina. So I manage the media team for the 7 states, as well as all special initiatives. Mm-hmm. I'm the liaison for our 78 congressional representatives and 14 senators.
Woo. And let's talk about. This is one of my favorite subjects. I'm formerly elected official and understand how important it is to the budgets of cities and the states. Understand how critical it is to the reapportionment and the allocation of how many representatives you get. So let's talk about within what you do. Tell us about the census in general. Explain to our listening audience, what is it and why is it so important?
Right. Once every 10 years, the census shows up. And the primary reason is we are constitutionally mandated to count the entire population for the primary reason of determining how many seats in Congress every state gets. And that's a big deal to all of us, because the more congressional seats a state gets, the bigger that state's voice is. And not only does the state get congressional seats, but it gets state Senate seats, state House seats. It gets more districts of the county as well as the city level. Also, it goes all the way to school districts, those lines redrawn, and voting districts.
Right.
And most people don't realize that. The other R in the importance of the census is resources. The bigger the voice, the bigger the pipeline of resources. And more than $675 billion in resources are allocated by the federal government, $7 trillion over a decade, for every conceivable thing that we hold near and dear. And in order to ensure that your community gets its fair share, you must participate in the census.
Talk about some of the things that the census enumeration and appropriation pay for. Just give people an idea of some of the things that after we count and apportion the number of representatives, then these are some of the kinds of things that the census determine what your pro rata share for your state, city, or county might be.
Right. Let's say, what's important to you? Is infrastructure important to you?
Yeah.
Do you, are you really concerned about good roads and highways?
Yep.
Well, I certainly am, because my tires are
right
on
front
my,
end
on
of
my
line.
Vehicle. Right. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I tell you, you see a pothole coming and you just want to, you just throw yourself on the street and let the car drive over you. How important to you is healthcare?
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Absolutely.
I mean, and how do we think that things are paid for, such as even the COVID test? You get ill, you need to go to an emergency room. You live in a rural area, you want a hospital nearby.
Right.
You live in a city, you want to be able to go to a community health center. There are other health care services, including Medicare.
Yeah.
And for places that have Medicaid, as well as the Children's Health Insurance Program. How about a society where all children have access to a quality education?
Yeah.
The schools are heavily dependent on the Title I funds, as well as special education funds and bilingual funds. Even when the schools close, people say, wow, they're still giving the families
food
to provide their children. Because the National Student Nutritional Program, that's funded based on these population numbers.
And
how about Head Start? And early Head Start programs. Are there going to be enough slots for all the eligible children going in the next 10 years? Services for seniors, such as Meals on Wheels and transportation, public transportation.
Right.
That's part. That's, how about social services? I'm concerned because of a number of my family members. I want the SNAP, the WIC program, to be funded, as well as affordable housing, including Section 8 vouchers. You know, how about Pell Grants for college students? Yeah. And it's 140 programs. It goes much further than that.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll let Marilyn tell us. Marilyn, you made a point, and it oftentimes get glazed over. And we have to remind ourselves, people think the census is just for this year. If we don't count it up, we miss you this year, well, you know, maybe they can add you next year. Once the census is final, we're talking about a 10-year deficit of funds that you would have gotten in your name just by signing up and following the census. So it's not just about a one-year thing. When we come back, I want you to kind of press on that a little bit to remind us, if you get missed, if you don't get counted, we don't get a chance through the census effort to count you for another 10 years. And so that's a big pot of money that's missing if we don't get around to finding you or you don't respond to that envelope that's on your table. Don't go into place. Our special guest is Marilyn Stevens. She is the Assistant Regional Census Manager for the 2020 Census. If you got census questions, Marilyn will try to answer those as well. And we're going to walk you through why this is so critical. And I don't know what happened this year. It was made so simple. There's only like 6 or 7 questions. I remember doing it before. It seemed like it went forever. And so it's easy. And Marilyn's going to also tell, girl, grab a pen and paper. She's going to tell you how you can fill the census out if you have not done so, either by phone, email. There's a number of ways you can do it. We'll be back in a moment. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. Our special guest is Marilyn Stevens. She is the Assistant Regional Census Manager for the 2020 Census, with a whole lot of states and territories that she's responsible for getting the message out and getting people information that they need. Marilyn, we were making the point that it's not just we miss these dollars for 2020 or 2021 if people don't get counted. Explain that process or that concept to us if people get left
right
out of the count.
Right. We don't only get a once a decade do-over. So whatever numbers we have to live with those for 10 years. That means that if you try to enroll your children in Head Start, there may not be enough slots.
Yeah.
And just think about it. The schools don't say, parents, if you participate in the census, line up over here. Mm-hmm. Those of you who haven't participated,
right,
you can go home and we'll call you when we have a slot for your child. It doesn't work that way. Everyone is included. And they just have to take the money they get and use it as far as they can.
Yeah. Tell us about, you know, outreach to the black community in particular, because we have a heavy skepticism when so-called federal government asks us for information. This information is, first of all, there's not a lot of information that they are requesting, and this is totally anonymous. There's no tracking. There's no, tell us how this process is and why it is not somebody trying to check to see who's living in your house or regulate what's going on. What are the reassurances of your privacy as it relates to this?
Well, most people don't realize that that census data is not only is required by law, but is protected under law. And what I mean by that is that there are two laws that protect the privacy and the confidentiality of your census information. Title 13 of the United States Code and Title 44 of the United States Code. Under Title 13, we cannot release anything that will identify you or your household with the responses or information you have given to us. We can only release information in statistical form. The law further states that no entity or agency can get the information from the Census Bureau. And it's really specific. No law enforcement, including no police, no FBI, no CIA, no ICE, no other immigration agency, no IRS, cannot be subpoenaed by the courts, cannot be gotten by the president, and all census employees have what's called lifetime sworn status, which means that even when I retire from the Census Bureau, I cannot release anything that will identify you or your family with the information you provided to us. The penalty is 5 years imprisonment and or a $250,000 fine per infraction. Mm-hmm. And then the second law states that census data is sealed for 72 years. So the last time we released anything that would out anybody and show what you told us and where you lived and all that kind of thing was the 1940 census. We released that in 2012. The next census we will release under law will be the 1950 census. We will release that in 2022.
Okay. Tell us about our community and historically undercounted segments within our community. We know black men are tough to catch up with sometimes, and I've been on Zoom calls and pushing, pulling and shoving. Tell us some of the, I mean, you look at it across multi-state, multi-jurisdictions. Who do we really need to, if we said, just kind of step up and make sure that we hear from you all? Is it children, women, men? What is that hard-to-reach demographic?
Everybody, because parents have a tendency to leave the children off.
Yeah.
The questionnaire. And the reason is this, you know, I was just trying to think about that all through the decade. And it occurred to me, the census is the only civic ceremony that includes everybody. You know, mm-hmm. to vote, you've got to be a citizen. You've got to be at least 18 years of age. You've got to register. And then you've got to show up to the polls in some form and vote. To go to the military, you have to meet the age requirement. And if you're younger, you have to get your parents' consent. You have to pass a physical. You have to go through basic training. But the census, this civic ceremony, the only requirement is that you are mm-hmm. breathing on U.S. soil on April 1st. Mm-hmm. There's no age, ethnicity, racial requirement, just right. breathing on U.S. soil on April the 1st. You know, I had an interesting conversation with my cousins because they're really my think tank.
Right.
Because they run the gamut and they bring me down to earth immediately. So when I was talking to them about the census, and of course that's a daily conversation. They know more about the census now than I do. And one of my cousins said to me, he said, "Cuz, tell me this. How are the affluent communities doing?" So I said, "Well, I don't know what you mean by an affluent community." I said, "Because, you know, we were raised that we were all affluent."
Right.
You know, so he said, "Well," he said, "if I give you some names of some places that I consider mm-hmm. affluent," I said, "Okay." So he gave them to me. I said, "Okay, sit up here with me, you know, at the laptop and let's take a look." When I showed him, he said, "They have 75%.
Yeah,
they have, but people have participated in 80% and 70%. He said, "Okay, over here where we live, what is it?" He said, 40%. He said, "Tell me this." I said, "Yes. What do they know that we don't know?"
Mm-hmm.
And my response was this: they understand that the resources follow the numbers.
Right. Yeah. Well,
the resources follow the numbers.
Right.
I said, "Do you know that there would not be a congressional black caucus if not for the census?
Mm-hmm.
There would not be a congressional Hispanic caucus, a congressional Asian caucus. It was the census numbers that proved to satisfy that codicil in the law that mm-hmm. provided that pathway for those districts for representation."
All right, look, we got to take another break. When we come back, we'll go back through some more of our questions. If you got questions about the census, and then, Marilyn, we want you to tell us the several ways, if people have not done mm-hmm. it now, how can they catch up? Tell us the various ways where they can do it online, on the telephone. Soon, the enumerators of people going to knock on your door. I think that has already started. One of our callers called last
week.
Yes, said, "Hey, I got a job. I'm knocking on people's doors." Stand
right.
COVID. You stay on one side of the glass, they on the other. But they're trying to find you. so that they can get. And what is, I think we said in Atlanta, the average number is about $2,300 per person or somewhere thereabout. It may be a little bit more than that. I'm just going off the top of my head. That would be allocated to each person and then multiply that time 10 and whatever that number is. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a lot of money when you consider this is what's on the table for every man, woman, and child that's not counted in a city like Atlanta. That beautiful place. I've been here all my life, but it still needs roads. It still needs more senior services. It still needs additional hospital facilities in certain parts of town and all of the things you talked about. 404-892-2703. If you got any questions, comments, call us up. 404-892-2703. We'll be back with more information. Go grab your pen and paper because some of y'all hadn't done it. And after the day, we want you to say, well, I didn't know if it was important or not. We're telling you why it's important and how it's so easy to get it done. Get her done. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go in place. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WLK.
Show your power.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Heat Factory, baby. Sunshine, Anderson.
Too much truth.
Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WLK. Our special guest, Marilyn Stevens. She is the Assistant Regional Census Manager for the 2020 Census with responsibility for much of the southern part of the United States. And we're talking money. Marilyn, that's how I had to remind people. I said, now who want to make some money? You know, we love money. I said, now who makes like $2,000-$3,000? And, you know, all you got to do is answer six or seven questions, and you'll be done. Marilyn, tell us how we can register if we have not done so. The April 1st deadline is for what technically?
Well, April 1st, when we said that census day, that's just the reference day.
Okay.
Where we said how many people were living in the United States on this day.
Okay.
And in other words, if a baby is born on April 2nd, that baby will not be counted in this census. However, think about it, that baby will greatly benefit from the results over the next 10 years.
All right, so the first tells us, because we always had that in our mind psychologically, this is the day that we're supposed to enumerate. If you're born living on this day, we need to count you.
Right, so we're saying that how many people, right,
yeah.
who was living in the United States on April the 1st, that is the reference day.
What is the cutoff date to have all a grand tally, a grand total of every effort that we done knocked on people's doors, we done got on the radio, we done cajoled? What is the absolute, is that absolute cutoff date that the numbers must be in?
We will cease all field operation and self-response opportunities on September 30th.
We don't have a lot of time.
We don't have a lot of time.
We got to get busy.
About a month ago, you know how everybody's talking about we're inside so much.
Yeah.
So going to my mailbox every day at the end of the driveway is like a big trip for me.
It's like a field trip. You're like a child going on the field trip in third grade and waving at the mailman every day.
How you doing? Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
Oh, there's a UPS guy.
Exciting.
He's not coming here. Hi, how are you doing? You know. just so happy to see so have some human contact.
Right.
And so this my once every, you know, 2.5 weeks beyond the mailbox, I went to run some errands. Mm-hmm. And I got carried away. I looked, I said, oh, my God, it's dark. So I said, I need to go to one more store. I said, but no, it's dark. I need to go home. I've been out too long.
Certainly.
So then I kept thinking, this is crazy. The store is right here. I'm standing right in front of it. I just need to just walk in.
Yeah.
So I went to my car, put my things away, backed out, and then it hit me. Girl, you just makes no sense. You won't be out for another 2 weeks. So Somebody wanted my parking space. So I pulled in the next aisle and I didn't act ugly. I pulled in the next aisle, got another parking space, got out my car, walked inside another store, and a lady said, Miss Senses, is that you over there?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hi. I said, how you doing? She said, no, how's that census coming? I said, well, if you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your associates, and even some strangers you know have completed your questionnaire, the census is going great. So the young lady working in the store said, why does she call you Miss Census? What is census? I've never heard of that before.
There you go.
So the other person said, don't say that. Take that back. Don't tell her that you've never heard of census. Please don't. Mm-hmm. Take that back. She said, I haven't. I've never heard of census. She said, oh, God, are you in for a lecture? And so I said, well, we take the census every 10 years. It's so important to all of us.
Yeah.
I said, it drives funding formulas for some essential programs, and I ticked off a few programs. And she said seven words that hit me straight between my eyes. She said, all of those programs are important to me.
Yeah.
She says again, she says, all of those programs are important to me. I should know about the census.
Mm-hmm.
So I explained to her, she said, when I get off work and go home tonight, I'm going to Google it. I said, no, here's my card. And I wrote in the back, I said, go to my2020census.gov. You can do it online.
Yeah.
And she says, but I should know this. She said, I'm 27 years old. And I've never heard of census before. So I say, well, 10 years ago, you were just 17. And 10 years before that, you were 7. So in that span of 20 years, someone else has completed the census for you.
Right.
And so chances, and then, you know, they didn't discuss it with you, so you would not have heard about it. And then all school districts don't teach it, census and civics.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, but I just feel really badly because she kept just saying all of those programs are important to me.
Right.
And so I said, well, just go on my 2020census.gov. I said, you can do it in less than 10 minutes.
Right.
And she says, but I have a little girl, so I should know about those things, especially things that are important, you know, for her. So when I left the store, my friend and I were talking. She said, can you believe that? She's never heard of. She said, how many things have you all sent to people in the mail? I said, a gazillion.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, she said she hadn't seen any materials, you know, come to her house. I didn't ask her, you know, a living situation because someone else in the house could have gotten it. So when I got home and put all of my groceries away, it still bothered me that she did not know what the census was and is its importance to her. So I got some materials together, and then I thought, no, these may be too wordy. I need something that's simpler.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, she's got a little girl. We have a book called Everyone Counts that we give out to children and give to parents, to give to children. And I put some things in a bag and looked at my watch. I said, oh, the store is closing in 15 minutes. I got back in my car. Wow, 2 trips beyond the mailbox in one day. Got out of my car, drove back to that store, got there before they closed. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, did you, Miss Census, did you leave something? I said, no. I said, I brought some materials for you. I said, you have a little girl, so I brought her a book called Everyone Counts.
Wow.
And the two of you can read this tonight and learn about the census together. And then you can let her sit there with you as you complete it. And you get a confirmation at the end if you do it online. And I said, you can print it out, put both of your pictures on it, put it in a frame, and that's a historical document. And she said, I'll do that. I said, and then call 10 of your friends. Tell them how important the census is and for them to complete it also. And that has stayed with me.
Mm-hmm.
These programs are important to me. I've never heard about the census.
Yeah. That's a wonderful response, and I guarantee you, after you had gone through that effort, she will do it because she understands it. Now, if we just understood what it meant and how important it is to cities and to counties and to local governments and the federal and state government, we just understood how much money is on the table and trillions of dollars over the course of 10 years, you know, we would fill it out. We got to take another break. When we come back, we want you to wrap it all up. And Marilyn, specifically, want you to tell us all the different ways that people can get counted, all the ways they can go online. You gave us the census number. You can call if you need to, if you're not proficient at using a computer, for some of our elders or some our older folks in our community who don't know how to go online to do it. Y'all have several different ways that people can connect to the census. Tell us all the ways we can make sure that we are counted and that everybody who's living in our household, because you can't, you know, if your grandmama's living there and then son is living there and granddaughter is living there too, everybody in that household can be, should be counted. And we'll come back. We'll let you wrap it all up for us and tell us what we need to do in that regard. 448-922-2703. Our special guest is Marilyn Stevens. And we will be back in a moment. Don't go into place. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WLK. Too much truth.
What's up? My name is Adrigus Colbreath.
And this is Javon Gay. And you're listening to Too Much Truth
with Derek Bozeman
on News and Talk 1380.
WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK. He's the boldest, baddest man on talk radio.
Put your big boy pants on, walk up in here.
It's Derek Bozeman with Too Much Truth.
Thank you. Kind of the gentler radio. I'm telling it like it is, whether you like it or not.
Call us at 404-892-2703. On the voice of the community. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703. On News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We've been talking about the census for the last hour with Marilyn Stevens. She is a great resource and a lot of great information. Marilyn, give us an idea how we doing in the Atlanta area. We got about a good 2 weeks and a half maybe to do the best that we can. How are we doing in the Atlanta area?
Well, it varies. The state overall is at about 60.8%. The city of responses overall, the city of Atlanta is at 57.2%. So what that means is that 57% of the households have self-responded. Mm-hmm. And that means that we, the Census Bureau, have to follow up with 43% of Atlanta households.
That's a lot. Tell us the ways that we can connect with the census. We won't drive that number. I want everybody listening, whether you're in Atlanta or not, whatever state, because this is statewide. I mean, radio, this broadcast going everywhere. Mm-hmm. So what, regardless of what state, city, county you in, the census is a national effort, but we certainly want to focus our attention here. But if you're in Ohio, Birmingham, Cincinnati, and you hadn't done it, Florida, down in the Keys, wherever you might be, you need to just see, have I done this? And tell us the ways that people can connect with the census, Marilyn, if they have not done so already.
Right. For the first time in history, we had three ways to self-respond. First time in history, online, by phone, or by mail. So starting on August the 11th, we took a look at all the households that had yet to respond. We started self-response on March the 12th. So we had this real long expanded period because of COVID-19. And still we had a number of households that still had not self-responded. And we started knocking on those doors on August the 11th. Now, when we knock on your door, we're going to have on a mask. We're going to have on a photo ID issued by the United States Census Bureau with a hologram on it. We're going to have a black bag with a white patch with Census Bureau embossed in blue. And we're going to stand 6 feet away from your door. And we will conduct the interview outside. So what can you do? Now, let's say you don't answer your door. I didn't say you weren't home. You don't answer your door.
Right.
We're going to leave a notice of visit card. And it will say that we were there, the United States Census Bureau, to interview you for the 2020 census, which is required by law. And we may come back that same day. However, if you go online at my2020census.gov and complete the questionnaire online, or if you call our toll-free number at 1-844-330-2020 and speak with a representative and complete it by phone, we open from 7 a.m. to 2 a.m., then we won't come back. So you have three ways. You can take one of three actions. You can cooperate with the enumerator that comes to your door,
mm-hmm.
or you can respond online at my2020census.gov. It takes less than 10 minutes. Or you can talk with a representative and complete it by phone at 1-844-330-2020 and
ask yourself.
Now,
give that number again, really, really, what we call radio slow, Marilyn. So, because I want my people to write this down. They made it so easy. If you know, I'm not the most computer person. I ain't that, you know, but I did mine online. I actually did
it. It was great, wasn't it?
And it was, I was just surprised. It was only like 7 or 8 questions. I was expecting, you know, last time I did it was long. So I was, when I finished, I'll be honest, I said, that's it? That's all?
That's right. Yeah. There's got to be more to it than this, right?
Right. Done in less than 5 minutes. That's no lie.
Yep.
You can it in about 5 minutes. If it takes you more than 5 minutes, it's only because you like looking at your screen. There's nothing that is going to require you to spend more than 5 minutes doing it online. And so, but give everybody, because we got a lot of old schoolers listening.
Right.
Give them the phone number they can call.
Right. And we want you to call 1-844-330-2020. That's 1-844-330-2020. And you will be speaking with a representative.
Okay. Marilyn, you've been excellent. You've been great. I know you're making your rounds, but I might want to call you back again next week just to see as we get ready to close it in, if you got some time.
Absolutely. Do so. Please do so.
You know, I know how important it is.
You've been a wonderful partner. Yeah.
Look, we understand it's critical. And yes. I want to do everything I can from our radio station, for me personally. You know, as I said, I've been elected. I know the struggles when you want more healthcare facilities, right? We have the biggest charity hospital, level one trauma center and Grady Hospital. I've had to, as a citizen and as a legislator, fight for additional funding so poor people could get seen just like people who have means in a business card in a card in their pocket, you know. And so I know these things are critically important. So we got your number. If not, Darnell, I'm put you on hold. And make sure we get Marilyn's number. And before we get a week or so out, I know we got about another week, so that means in the next week, if you got some more time, I would love for you to come back and just see.
I would love to come back, and thank you for being a great 2020 Census partner. We really need you.
Let me tell you, I wear the T-shirt, the hat, and everything. I just know how critical it is and how our community in particular need these resources. I'm just like the sister in the store. I need every one of those programs.
That's right.
I want for my brother and sister that which I want for myself. It ain't good enough. I got an insurance card. I want you to be able to get health care.
Yes.
I want you to be able to get on the MARTA. To have transportation from here to there. I want you to have pedestrian facilities like sidewalks and street lights and all of the things that the census help do. I believe that we also do, based on population, perhaps even another congressional seat here in the metropolitan Atlanta area, if we count these numbers. But we're not going to get there at 56 or 57% now. We got, what is it, Marilyn? What's the national average, roughly? The national
65.5%.
Now, you know, Atlanta, we can do better than this now. We certainly can beat the national average. We ain't average at nothing in Atlanta. So, thank you again. Thank you again. Thank you so much for inviting me. Give the phone number and the website so people can.
Right. 1-844-330-2020 or do it online at my2020census.gov.
Thank you so much. You're a great
Thank
representative
you.
For the census, too. And I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. For
hold on a second. Darnell, I'm going to get your number, and we'll have you back in, you know, another week or so if you're free.
Okay.
All right?
Absolutely.
All right, we got to take a break. Yeah. We'll be back with more of the show. Don't go into place. Stay right here for Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hi, my name is Leaf, queen of BET's Welcome to Dreamland, and you're listening to my good friend Derek Bozeman with Too Much Truth on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.